Hello, I'm Bridget Cook and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking newspaper. This is edition number 2252, recorded on Thursday the 14th of December 2023. Robin Quine joins me and together we will bring you local news stories and a feature from Richard Matthew, who this month brings us accounts of the Norwich Lads Club. The next part of Chatterbox will continue with more news stories, information desk, and a second feature on the world's last surviving steam drifter, the Lydia Eva. We are delighted to welcome new listener, Mr. Trevor Randall of Norwich. We do hope you enjoy listening to our recordings. At the end of this recording, there is this month's Just Talk.
Hello, I'm Alison Aplin, and I want to tell you the great news that immediately after this week's Chatterbox, you can hear the December edition of Just Talk. This is an unashamedly jolly and festive edition, full of all the things you love about this time of year. Christmas carols and poems, pantomime, stories of Christmases past, not to mention Cliff Richard and Peter Pan, or are they one and the same? Plus a message from Bishop Ian of Thetford. And just wait until you hear what his surname is. It all sounds so good, doesn't it? I'm excited and I hope you are too. So don't forget to stay tuned after this week's edition of Chatterbox for the December treat, which is Just Talk.
Now, let's begin with our first batch of news stories. The puppet man has his takings pinched. Greater Anglia warns of major disruption to Christmas travel, and it really must be Christmas.
Friends have rallied around the puppet man after the well-known city busker's collection box was stolen. Two young men are reported to have approached the street performer, whose real name is David Perry, to ask for directions to the castle. While he was distracted taking one of the men around the corner, the other is said to have swiped his box full of change, which had around £30 in it, as well as batteries for his heater. Joe Sylvester of Joe's Pet Foods at Norwich Market, opposite the spot often used by the puppet man, said, "We feel like we've let him down. He has a really hard time of it and is quite vulnerable, but we consider him a great friend and try to look out for him. We told him not to worry and that we would give him the cash." Mr. Perry, who is believed to be around 80 years old, lives in Great Yarmouth and can also be seen busking in the coastal town.
Norwich has been ranked one of the top 15 places to visit in the UK in 2024. The list, created by Time Out, put Norwich in 12th place behind Ramsgate and Alnmouth. The article says that people will be enchanted by Norwich and praised the city's two dazzling cathedrals. Norwich Castle and the Sainsbury Centre also got a mention in the list, which was topped by Bristol, with Hull and the Isles of Scilly coming second and third. Time Out also suggested grabbing a drink at Stranger's Coffee and strolling through Norwich Market before enjoying Elevens's at Fig Bar. It also recommended exploring the antique shops in Elm Hill before stopping for dinner at Grosvenor Fish Bar.
The city's cycling centre doesn't need a sleigh and finds it far nippier to travel through NR3's tight streets on a bicycle. Gary Hoyles is back for 2023, and this time he will be louder than ever, as he has a whole new sound system to ensure children and adults know he is coming. Gary puts a lot of effort into his bike, fitting 8 battery packs to power lights in the front of his bike, and with further lights with built-in battery packs, he really is impossible to miss. In his fourth year of doing this, Gary has found the unusual Santa visits to be very popular. He said, "It's all about seeing the look on both kids' and adults' faces when I cycle past, blaring Christmas music. It makes it worth it. There are some new lights going on this year, and I have a new and louder speaker which I plan on having quite loud so everyone can hear the Christmas music." He said, Any night where there is no rain, I will go out.
A major £300,000 revamp has been proposed for a busy city junction that would see bus and cycle routes improved. As part of a £50 million bus service improvement plan, Angel Road and its junction with Waterloo Road in NR3 would be reconfigured to improve journey times and safety conditions for cyclists by changing the priority traffic flow. This would be achieved by removing the existing give way and central island at the Angel Road junction and realigning the carriageway with changes to the curb line. Norwich County Council plans show that a current continuation of Waterloo Road would be replaced by a continuation from Waterloo Road South into Angel Road, which it claims will reduce delays to buses. A new junction would be installed with Waterloo Road North, and a new continuous footpath would be in place in Shipston Road to help the movement of people walking and cycling along the road. The deadline for comments is December the 22nd, and council bosses will decide the outcome based on public feedback. If approved, construction is planned to begin next summer. The proposal comes after the county was awarded nearly £50 million in funding from the Department for Transport for its bus service improvement plan, aimed at bolstering infrastructure across the city by introducing new and more frequent services, travel hubs and facilities.
People have been warned of travel disruption throughout the festive period due to major engineering works taking place on key routes. Greater Anglia has said journeys between Norwich and London will be heavily affected by the works taking place between Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Services between Norwich and Cambridge will also be affected by engineering in the Cambridge area on December the 27th and 28th. There will be significant alterations to Greater Anglia services on these routes, with bus replacement services in place for some journeys. Normal services will resume on January the 2nd.